How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So Kyle's the legend of the game.
Kyle who?
Kyle Williams?
My bad.
What do you remember from the touchdown in 2017 in that Miami game?
It's crazy that you want to talk about the touchdowns. When I think of Kyle Williams, I think about his speeches. You know, Kyle is a speech guy, and he puts it all together. Like, I'm surprised that he's not touring the world giving motivational speeches. But I do remember the touchdown because I remember the celebration when he threw the ball up and we all kind of fell. Is that the one you're talking about? Yeah, Kyle. I think he was a fullback, right? Kyle was like fullback, and I think he wanted to score a touchdown, so they put him in. He said, run left, basically. And it was run behind. I think it was me, Ewood. Was Richie in there too? Yeah, it was me, Ewood, and Richie. Yeah, that was cool. But yeah, big Kyle Williams, man, number what, 95? Yeah.
What did he mean to you? You talk about the speeches, but as a young guy.
What did he mean to me? What did Kyle mean to me? Kyle, I would say, like, overall, Kyle meant what consistent longevity looks like. What a consistent player, and for somebody to be consistent for such a long time is what I plan on being, and what I've looked at him, and the first thing when I seen him, and they were like, yeah, he's been here for 10 plus years, or because I think when I got here, he was in year maybe 12. I might have played two seasons with him, maybe three. I think two, but maybe three. And I think that he probably played 14 seasons, or if I'm correct. But for being in one place for that long was what was the eye opener for me. Like, what is this guy doing right all the time? Well, he's a people person. The people in the building loved him. The organization loved him, and his community loved him, as well as his teammates. But yeah, I just seen longevity, consistency. But what he meant, you know, OG, dad, you know, pop, you know, just usually did everything the right way.
Still have to announce the actual Walter Payton Award, but you came in second in the charity challenge, so get a donation to your foundation and everything. Mm-hmm. What did that mean, just kind of that step in the process?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I think that, you know, coming second place to the big dog Travis was pretty cool, you know. But I'm honored. And when I see things and like that, I don't really see a first and second or third or fourth or fifth place, you know, like we hold the trophy up together. We hold wins together as community leaders. And whether it was $10 or 10,000 or 50 or 100, I'm thankful for any penny that I could get for my community or for my foundation so I could push it to the community. I enjoy helping people, and for the people to return that favor with the votes, you know, and I'm honored because when it comes down to it, they expect us to do our part, and we enjoy doing our part. But when things like this, I expect the community to do theirs. And I say that with a lot of and respect, you know? I'm gonna do mine. I'm thankful that they did theirs. And they did theirs the right way with, I think it was like 1.7 million votes. And I didn't even know that 1.7 million people knew who Deion Dawkins was. So it's pretty cool.
And Josh talked about yesterday the fact that the communication at the line this year has been very impressive, what he's hearing you guys say before the ball is snapped. What's been different this year at the line with how you guys communicate with each other?
You know, we take it from pre-calc, from AP pre-calc to so we take it from AP pre-calc to gym class, you know, like recess. And you can get lost in a lot of things in a playbook with trying to do things the exact way your coach would want it done and this and that and this and that. But when you have a group of guys that are at a certain age, at a certain mental foundation, like at a certain point in their life, we just figured out, like, let's not make it rocket science. Let's just do what we're here to do. Keep 17 clean. All right. Deion, if you got to come right here. Deion, look, just block this guy. All right, Connor, do this. Yep, Connor, give me a little shoulder here. Little things and like that to not dumb it down, but we just play simple football. And the communication is the biggest part, but then it just turns into, once we get the communication done, then it just comes down to just play football better than your opponent.
How much is that? Is a trust thing that Aaron Cole would just, he trusts you guys to do it?
It's all trust. It's all trust. Because I, myself, and I can speak on it myself, I don't want to let Chrome down. I don't want a different O-line coach. I'm going to just say that. I do not want a different O-line coach. Chrome has made it so fun, as well as Millie, as well as Austin, in our room of making football fun. Like, we're happy to come to work. We smile when we walk in the O-line room. We're just fully energized. We get to play and we get to be big kids and we get to just joke around and pick on one another and be ourselves, which in return, we play football the right way. We do the things the right way. We try our best not to make mistakes. We try our best to do what Cromer is teaching and then just execute. When it comes down to it, if you're executing and playing football, then your opponent, everybody is happy. That's what winning is. Do something better than the opponent or whoever you're up against. Literally, play better than this guy. Do what you're supposed to do, and let's have fun doing it. But Chrome is just like one of those guys, man. I truly tip my hat to him, because he's really, really, you know, showed me a different way of being a pro. And I know that he can say the same coming from his players. And how he manages his room, I'm telling you, like, how he manages his room is just iconic. Like my attention span is very short with a lot of things. And I'm all over the place. Like, ADHD, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is, like, he understands how Deion learns, right? So if I'm in a meeting room, now this is just an example of inside the meeting room. If we're all in the meeting room and he's talking about something and I'm, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at it, and then maybe I might start to, you know, wander here, right? If it does not concern me, he'll let me be until it's like, all right, let me get Deion back. Boom. Deion, I just want you to know this. And then as soon as he says snow, bum, 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 bum. Now I know for a fact this is something that he wants me to know. And then when I lock in, and then it's like photo memory. I look at it, this and that. So you want me to do this? Cool, done. You and Dave figure out how you're going to do it. Done. You guys can talk it out. It's over with. Then we go to practice. Then he teaches us the technique. And then it's over. And then when we go in the game, this, that, one, dog, perfect, done. I know exactly and what it is. And that goes all the way down the line from me, Dave, Connor, Saibo, and Spence. He coaches and teaches us in different ways, where it's almost like meetings are in his pockets, but we're all there. And it's it's honestly like one of the coolest things, bro. It is the coolest things, because I honestly wish that a lot of teachers, like middle school, elementary, high school, I wish that a lot of teachers can learn from it, because he makes learning fun. He really does.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Interest for Joe Brady.
Best in the world.
Coaching positions.
Nah, he's staying with us.
What is it about him that makes him special and so good?
His players smile when his name comes up. His players want to play for him. He's a coach that you're gonna want to do the right thing for, because he does the right thing for you, right? Like, I don't want to go too deep in it, because I don't want to give nothing away, but how could I say it? Like, Joe is just one of those coaches that he's going to come in, he's going to be Joe, he's going to smile, he's going to laugh, we're going to joke for sure, and he's going to be confident, and he's going to make you feel confident, even when you might not be. But he's going to make you feel confident, and he's going to put you in the right position to win. And as a pro, you could respect that, because all we want to do is win. And Joe continues to just do the right things, as well as meetings. Meetings are still, like, stress-free. And you want to be that way when you're learning plays. Like, all right, we have Denver. All right, guys, we're going to do it this way, this way, this way, this way, and this way. Right? Like OCs, like, make you real tense. Like, all right, guys, they have 62 sacks. All right. No. Like, he's just smooth sailing Joe. Smoking Joe. I like that. Smoking Joe. No, but I will. Smoking with an H, like snow smoking Joe. See what I mean? My attention span goes from like here to there. And then Chrome will be like, Snow, you ready? And then bloop, and we're back. Ready?
To describe, like, this week, just like playoffs in general?
An emotion, it's control chaos, you know, it's almost like going to a festival, right? And my analogies, right? Like, that's how my brain processes it. It's like, we're all dun, 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 dun. Just at the show, right? And we're just doing our part. We're bringing our energy. We're bringing our emotions. We're singing our songs. We're playing our instruments, right? And we're doing our part for the performance to be a performance, right? Even though we are the performance, but realistically, Joe is on stage. He calls the plays. We're his crowd. In the analogy, if you can fix your mind to seeing it that way. But yeah, it's control chaos. It's fun. You know, like, I tell some of the guys that that haven't really, because there's a couple guys that have never played in a playoff game. Like, they have no idea that once playoffs come, like, yeah, every rep matters more than how it did in the season. But every rep really does matter more, even though you want to do the same things. Like, you don't want to change, but just know that, all right, bro, like, you're in a ninth round of a 10-round fight, in a boxing fight, right? You want to make sure that all your jabs is on point. You want to make sure that all of your stuff is, everything is right here. Everything is right here. So, but your opponents are going to play hard. It's like, it's going to be a lot. Like, it's going to be intense. Every team is good at this point. You can't cold shoulder nothing. We're all here. Everybody here is at that start of that race. And, you know, Sunday, I think the first game is at 1 o'clock, right? Once 1 o'clock goes, there goes that track gun, and we're off. And the guys are going to feel the emotion. But to answer the question directly, it's control chaos.
Yeah, good sense of humor. Do you have a favorite dad joke from Sean McDermott this season?
Wow. Yo, let me think, because he says a dad joke every Friday and every day, it seems like. No, every Wednesday in leader council. I'm stalling because I'm trying to find one.
And
me marinate. Let me see. As I'm soaking in my marination. No, I don't got it. I gotta think about it. But he does have good ones, and I'm impressed, because, you know, like, McDermott, over the course, he's gotten to his personality. Like he's become Sean McDermott, the person, and not just Sean McDermott, the coach. And I love that. I love that for him because I know it works at home. I know it's working here. Everybody like has a better relationship with him, and it's just an upbeat flow. But yeah, and McD does have good dad jokes. I'm sorry that I don't have one. I wish that I did. But I can't think of one because sometimes they go over in my head. Like the dad jokes are not easy to get, just so much I know. Like riddles and jokes, like they're not easy to solve. So, you know, sometimes they just be, yep. You know, I lost that one. But yeah.
As the person, the stress-free meetings, Joe Brady making you smile, Aaron Cromer having a funness to how he does everything. It seems like everything's happening correctly at the right time. What's the mentality of this group right now?
What's the mentality? Play better than your opponent. If that answers that question, play better than your opponent. We already know that we have to do our 111th. We already know that we have to do our 11th out of one. We all know what we need to do to win a football game of our steps. But when it comes down to it, execute more, execute better, execute at a higher level better than your opponent. And it's as simple as that. It really is. It really is as simple as that. Play football better than your opponent when the time comes. And, you know, leave it all on the field, because there ain't no looking back. Like, the time is now. And shoot, I want it. The time is now. The time is now.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.